little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Low back pain and sciatica? Do you want to have a go at that?
Yeah, so I guess this is a pretty common consultation in general practice. So you're hopefully familiar with the red flags, but we should remember to ask them even at follow-up appointments, really, just to make sure that you're not missing any changes. So red flags might go something like this. So have you got control of your waterworks?
Yeah, pretty much, I think. I mean, I occasionally don't get there on time, but usually I'm okay.
Okay. And then after you've gone to the toilet for a bowel movement and you're wiping your bottom, do you feel the toilet paper as normal or is there any change with that?
Yeah, no, I think it feels okay.
Feels okay, good. In terms of your legs, have you noticed any weakness or numbness?
I just feel, a soreness, I think, rather than weakness, yeah.
A soreness in the legs rather than weakness, yeah. Okay. And tell me, is this back pain with you all the time or is there anything that makes it slightly easier?
No, it varies with what I'm doing. I can lie down, I can usually get a decent night's sleep, but it tends to be worse when if I'm up and about. It does tend to change with the things that I'm doing.
Okay. And tell me, have you ever had cancer at all in the past?
No, doctor.
No, okay. And how's your weight been?
No, it seems to be fairly steady, really. If anything, it's gone up a little bit.
Okay. And any other symptoms at the minute?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
Mostly pain. And it does go, as I said before, it goes right down my leg below my knee.
Okay. Just on one side?
Just on one side, yeah.
Okay. So before we sort of discuss painkillers, there's another few things we usually check. So is your blood pressure well controlled?
Yeah, blood pressure's been fine.
Okay, and have you ever had any stomach ulcers?
No.
And just before we go on to sort of check you over, how have you been sort of in yourself emotionally?
Yeah, fine actually, yeah, okay.
Okay, and has the pain been affecting your sort of activities, maybe work or...?
Yeah, well, I've had to take the last couple of weeks off work. I just can't, because I've got quite a manual job. I do a lot of bending. I can't work. I've asked if there's anything else that I could do that would be useful, and they said no. You just need a sick note, really.
Right, okay, fine.
So I guess when it comes to kind of exploring options for management of sciatica, we're really looking for something that will deal with the pain effectively and relatively safely, and that depends on the patient that you have in front of them and whether there's any contraindications to using various medication options. So we've made some notes there in the provide section. The crucial thing really is to help people manage that pain effectively so that they can get as mobile as possible and that we address any erroneous health beliefs when it comes to, because I'm getting more pain when I'm doing things that you shouldn't be doing things and that's not right. So we need to put that right a little bit, don't we? So safety netting for Eric, let's say Eric as the chap that you've been seeing with sciatica, what sort of safety netting do you think we might do for Eric?
So Eric, if you feel that you might never get better and this back pain's really going on, it might be worth considering physiotherapy or maybe cognitive therapy or another different type of talking therapies, because these can all help you cope with back pain and help you to get a bit more active again.
Well, do you think it's all in my head, doctor?
No, just that we know there's quite a strong link between how you experience pain and how you're feeling emotionally in your thought patterns. So cognitive therapies can help manage that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but to be fair, it does make me feel really quite negative. So what you're saying is that if I'm starting to get a bit negative, it's more likely to stop me from moving, and that's going to be making things worse for my back. Yeah, I recognise that. Yeah, that's fair enough.
So I'm not worried about your back pain just now, especially since it came on suddenly and there was no nasty injury. But there's a few features that would make me more concerned, and I'd like you to get in touch if you notice these. So one would be morning stiffness, and if that gradually gets worse, lasting for over an hour after you get up, that's something worth letting me know about.
Mm.
And then I know at the minute your pain is eased when you rest, but if you find that actually, if you go to bed at night and rest, the pain continues, and it's consistent overnight, then we'd need to see you okay.
Okay.
If we've recommended some painkillers here, so if this isn't really helping, Eric, and you feel the back pain isn't getting better in a few weeks, then you're not managing to be mobile, I'd like you to get in touch and we can have a talk about what else we might need to do to help. Or obviously if you're having side effects of the medication, then you can let me know by phone and we can have a chat, okay?
Okay, I'm just going to see if I can try and get that right. So you, if I'm not improving within 4 to 6 weeks, I'm going to need to see you. Yeah?
Yeah, or at least give me a phone call and we can chat about the options.
Okay, and if at night time my pain's just not allowing me to sleep, that would be all right for me to give you a call.
Yeah.
And certainly if after a get-up, although getting moving seems to be quite helpful, it's not being helpful anymore, then I should probably get in touch. Was there anything else?
Well, the few specific symptoms I asked about earlier, one which is if you've got problems like you lose control with your waterworks or your bowels, or you feel there's a change in how the toilet paper feels when you wipe your bottom, those are specific things that you would need to let us know about.
What might that suggest, Doctor?
Well, it's very rare, but occasionally the nerves that come out the very bottom of the spine and supply the sensation around your bladder and bottom can be sort of affected if there's a problem at the bottom of your spine.
Oh, right.
And we would need to know about that. And likewise, leg weakness would be a worrying sign.
I guess that's one of the things that's probably quite important for us to, although we're safety netting our patients and we're telling them the worst potential eventualities, we don't want to be too much in the way of scaremongers. So what we'd like to try and do is to put it into context that these are very unlikely to ever happen.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.